How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, America. I'm John Quinones, and welcome to another episode of What Would You Do? In this episode, imagine you're on a boat. You're with a certain someone. Maybe it's someone you know well. Maybe it's not. The boat starts rocking, and you get an idea in your head of maybe we should make out and touch each other in inappropriate places. And while you're doing that, you look straight at him. You look into his eyes. You know full well his name is Colin, but you say, "Where's Gary?" Poodle, what would you do?
I'd say, no, that's your name. You're Gary. And then I would spend 20 minutes convincing him that the reality he lived in, or he thought he lived in before, wasn't right. And his name was actually Gary.
He wasn't even on a boat?
No. There's no way getting out of that except what I just said. There's no way to explain saying someone else's name. It's the worst thing you can do.
Below deck sailing yacht.
This is BDSM.
It is BDSM.
This Reality Gaze presents BDSM whatever.
Episode 12 of season 4, another double-decker. This episode's called Let Them Eat Cake.
Let them eat cake if they have no bread.
We are, because there's more this episode, there wasn't a lot on episode 13.
No.
So we're actually, we're DPing everybody. We're DPing our sissies.
We're kind of DPing ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that, I'd never leave the house. I just moved my cigar.
You just moved your cigar?
And I
thought you meant
Groucho Marx.
I know. I thought you meant you put your cigar in your butt. I don't know why I thought that.
Wow.
Anyway, so we'll be doing episode 13 as well. Which was wonderfully called Bone with Steak or T-Bone with Steaks. That's a great name.
T-Bone with Steaks. I assume that's because they were about to T-bone a boat or he was T-boned. Mm-hmm. And with stakes. In other words, it's very dangerous. Are you happy that I explained the episode title?
I am happy. Like you said, it always helps a joke.
It always helps me to exhaust everything.
Yeah. But it's funny, though. You have been T-boned with stakes.
And the stakes are always very high.
It's true. And the morals are all very low.
That's true.
So we're going to listen to both before we jump into this, because we're going to talk about both.
Can I just bring something up? This actually happens in the second episode, but I felt so strongly about it. I need to get it out, and I think you'll probably agree with me. I don't know. You may throw me under the bus about this.
I'm happy to.
In the second charter,
they're having this conversation, and they're basically like, ugh, this looks like a curly fry. Get it away. Yuck, curly fries. Who goes to Arby's and who goes to Long John Silver's? I do not support fast food elitism in my administration.
This was my biggest note on Below
Thank Deck. Thank you. I am so glad. Y'all, we have all been in a place where we've had to get shit fast food. I think Arby's is right there in the middle.
It is not shit. Arby's is, y'all, I prefer Arby's, but there's not one close to us, so I have to go to Jack in the Box. But whenever, on a rare occasion that I'm hungover, what do I want? Curly fries and a Dr. Pepper.
Curly fries are delicious. And I will not stand for this curly fry shaming.
I would argue maybe even the best fries. They maybe would be number one if you don't count the homophobic waffle fries that are delicious.
At Chick-fil-A, yes. Waffle fries are, or Carl's Jr. has a brand called Criss-Cut Fries, which are delightful.
Really?
That's yes. Good to know. Yes. So or Carl's Jr. or Hardee's, depending on where you are in the United States.
Thank you for that.
So you probably had, was it Carl's Jr. where you were, or Hardee's?
Wait, I'm sorry. You talking? I'm literally just thinking Criss-Cut fries.
I said, was it Carl's Jr. for you or Hardee's?
It was. We had Hardee's when we were younger, and then it all changed to Carl's Jr. Yes.
I'm not sure if there are any Hardee's anymore. I think in the South there are.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't really go there anymore. But this is fast food elitism. And whether we've all of us at one time have had to go to a Long John Silver's, or maybe you were like me and loved as a child, loved the little Krispies that came with that fried fish. And so much so that my mother said, Chaper, don't eat any more of those. That's just fried dough.
Hey, at least you knew it was dough. I thought it was fish.
You thought those Krispies?
Or hush puppies.
Oh.
I thought they were blowfish.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought hush puppies were blowfish because you only ate them at seafood restaurants. So I thought everything on my plate that I ate was seafood.
What the fuck are you talking about? You thought, no, you did not. You're lying.
No, when I was a little kid, I thought hush puppies were fish.
But they don't taste like fish.
Well, I'm from Oklahoma, land. We barely had fish. We'd go to Catfish Louie's to get fish sticks. I mean, Long John Silver's does barely taste like fish.
I guess. I'm just trying to think the mental gymnastics that we require to think that hush puppies are fish.
Like it blew up like a little round blowfish, like you see. We need to move on.
I need to focus on my outrage at this woman. I just think these are some coastal elites, and a queen.
You know what? Maybe you shouldn't knock Carl's Jr. and you wouldn't run into a piece of glass.
I think he may have not said anything, but that, I just thought that's, I found that elitist language hurtful and unnecessary.
I agree.
Really. And justice for curly fries. Come on.
Apparently he's never banged half of the football team at 2 o'clock in the morning. And when he leaves, he's hungry.
Because that, the only thing that's going to fill that hurt that leaves when all those football team the hole that they left before they were filling you is curly fries.
Wow, that was descriptive. We lost a sponsor on that.
It leaves a curly fry shaped hole in you. It's the only way to get it full.
Y'all be sure to check me out on Dates and Mates, Damona Hoffman's podcast that dropped today. So you can listen, or dropped earlier today. You're just going tonight. So you can listen to that again, Dates and Mates, wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, what was our other, we've already kind of announced things that are coming. We knew that, is this the first Below Deck where we talk about Badoo? We didn't talk about that last episode, did we?
Below Deck Sailing Yacht, or sorry, Badoo is back. Badoo is back. Below Deck Down Under is coming back July 17th, which is why we think they're kind of burning off this season, which I don't understand.
I know they're off the week of July 4th, as are we. We're off that week. Poodle, who are you most excited to see on Below Deck Down Under?
Aisha! Aisha, I'm so excited. She seems to have everything going for her this season. Unfortunately, Magda is not with them on the charter season. It looks like quite a handful, though.
I'm just happy so I can do.
Magda has exposed her nipples to the charter guests.
He still just says it to him. We'll be in an airport. He'll just look at me
and
say it. Magda's
exposed her nipples to the charter guests, but I'm still trying to give a positive feedback.
He just says it to me, and I'm like, we're in seat 12.
It's my ASMR.
It is.
And they have a female chef. Everything looks cool. And Jason is wearing a budgie smuggler. A Speedo.
Yes.
Looks great. Looks, and there's a love triangle. Quadrangle.
Especially.
Pentagon.
Like we almost have on this episode, or this chart, especially with Bonnie, Sister Bonnie coming in. But what do you think about, I want to know, were you turned on or aroused, or what was your reaction when Gary started just actively arousing his nipples on the camera?
You know, I don't find him appealing sexually. Like, there's something about him that is kind of fun, I think, and the fact that he's like a good time guy, I don't find him sexually attractive at all. I know there's one point where I kind of got it, like last season, but I still think he looks really rough.
I'm losing it. I don't have it really anymore either.
No. When Alex pulled up his shirt to photograph his nipple and acted like he was going to kiss Colin, the ground underneath me gave way.
Yeah. I will say, Alex is really coming on as, he was a slow burn, but I'm starting to like him more and more.
Him just nerding out about the fish. I love that. The simple things like Alex talking about fish or Captain Glenn playing chess with someone online.
Someone. It's, if you had been there with Alex and he had said, "Oh, one of those small bugs are flying. I got these from your house."
You did not. I don't know how you
brought them home.
That one just like hitched a ride in your hair.
Yeah, yes. That's probably, oh God. Also the scene where they had Alex cleaning the glass, so shirtless, and he was wiping the glass down.
Yeah,
and he's all kind of wet and
he's
sweaty.
He's grown on me. He's grown on me.
He could grow in me.
I think he's going to be on Winter House, or not the Winter House. Isn't it perfect? I think he'll probably be on the next Winter House.
And he'll be boring.
He will be, because he's not a hookup type.
No, he's not. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
All right. What's your first teabag?
Although supposedly I think he's going to try to hook up with Daisy's sister, who looks just like her, copy paste
with just dark hair. It's going to be dueling awkward.
She said awkward twice. It's quite awkward. I got a dilute of it's very awkward.
Awkward.
There was also a time when she's like, girls, these toilets are disgusting. Like, her bro goes so especially certain words, saloon, disgusting.
She did say main saloon.
That's saloon.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. I did enjoy that very much.
I had a kind of just general thought about this, about the Gary, Daisy, Colin situation. And because I was thinking about, boy, why... It's kind of like these people have been servers. If you've ever been in serving and you wind up just fucking everybody in your serving family because you're with them all the time.
Jason Regal did that when I worked for Gap. He came up from Gap Kids when I worked at the Vista Ridge Mall, and he popped and he came in the Gap. He was always the cute one down at Gap Kids. He was gay, and then he popped up to Gap. I thought he was just real nice to everybody. And then one day we went out to the Village for someone's birthday, and he made out with everybody but me.
Oh, no. There were other gays there?
Yeah, I just sat there in the corner. Well, yeah, everybody. Can you imagine the straight guys that worked at Gap? There were none. There was
there might be women.
He did stock. Yeah, there were some women too, but there was a lot of guys that work at the Gap. And so.
It's more of a masculine place.
Yeah. Anyway, I just.
Do retail.
They all made out and danced with each other and took their shirts off. And I watched some drag shows up in the Rose Room and gave all my money to the drag queens.
The sweet story. Though, you fuck your server family. You have relationships with them. This is even, think about this. That's why, like, some of these people who have relationships, they're also got the reality TV crucible. So it's both things.
Yeah.
Even though people like Daisy and Colin, I think, has his own boat, but Daisy and Gary, they do other charter things throughout the year. Obviously, they're just yachties. They're ship rats. So this is what they do. But there's something about coming back season after season, and that's why as soon as they're kind of like, that's why Daisy and Gary were kind of together. But as soon as they're off the boat, they're like, oh, this is real life. We forget what it's like.
Yeah.
Without the crucible of emotional of emotions.
Well, the pressure cooker, the emotional pressure cooker.
And that's why they're hooking up. I know some of you have already realized this, but I'm bringing it up because when people are like, why do they only hook up during the show? Because it's such pressure.
Like Poodle at summer camp.
Yeah, that was it. It was the same feeling. I needed to hook up with whoever I could, and sometimes I hooked up with people who are around me.
Because this time is, time is fleeting. It's almost
time
a
time is fleeting.
Yeah.
Fledging.
Okay, what's your first
teabag? Anyway, my first teabag is.
I'm sorry, I was trying to read what I was writing. It doesn't make sense. Sorry.
I kind of went. Gary blaming Chase again for saying, yeah, Chase said your boat looked really shitty today. Again, some are saying this is a failure of leadership. I agree. What this is a bigger form of, and we've said this before, this is Gary trying not to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he can get more, he can tell each of the deckies who work under him that I'm on your side. I'm a great boss. Mm-hmm. But what he just wants to be liked. He doesn't want to be a boss. And so he goes to Chase and says, or he goes to Alex and says, yeah, Chase wasn't happy this morning about your job. And then of course, Alex goes to Chase saying, hey, I hope you heard it wasn't happy. It's like, so Gary, he said, Gary's making it look like I'm a tattletaling bitch.
Not tattletale.
And anyway, it's interesting later on in the second episode, they just kind of go, hey, if there's a problem, let's not go to Gary and skip him altogether and just handle it between the two of us.
It was very, it felt very, hey, can I speak with you woman to woman?
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding. Y'all know if IYKYK.
I don't know it. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what speaking woman to woman means. No, I don't know what that means.
Now I can't. You're supposed to remember. It's the duet. It's not Whitney Houston, is it? No, it's not. It's not Whitney Houston. Same script, different cast. And it's not The Boy Is Mine. What is it? Can I speak with you, woman? What is that?
I don't know. Could you sing it? You can't.
Oh, I forgot. I think it's that song, Woman to Woman.
I don't think I know that song.
There's a song. I'm fucking it up. But there is like an R&B song. And at the end, she's like, hey, can I speak to you woman to woman? And I can't remember it
now. And it's not The Boy Is Mine?
I thought it was. That's why I said IYK. That's why I never say IYK, you know, because I don't even know.
Because you don't know.
I got confused.
Hey, can I speak to you woman to woman? Are you sure that's what it is?
That's not the name of the song. That's what she says in a spoken thing at the beginning.
Yeah, but I'm Googling that. If I can't find that, I can't help you.
We need to move on. I've completely...
Here's what comes up. Woman to Woman, song by Shirley Brown.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. If I can't Google the exact phrase, I don't know how we can remedy this. This is so frustrating.
In the words of my Aunt Karen, it's a mystery to me.
But you brought it up, you bitch!
I know. I says he's going to tell us.
I don't know what to say.
I really was so sure it was that one. Then as soon as you asked me, I went, oh, wait, it's not. Let us know, sissies.
Anyway.
Where are we?
So
like a donkey's just going to walk in my apartment and go, eeyah.
It's time for your first tea bag. I don't want to. I can't wrangle this circus anymore.
It's not really a thing, but like. I'm a little disappointed in Lucy that, like, the biggest plot point that Lucy's giving us is that she graduated. And it's really sweet that they're throwing her graduation party. But, like, Lucy needs to step up. Everybody else in this cast is being such messes and dramatic. And she's kind of, like, Mads is still dramatic, but is holding her shit together. I need that from Lucy. She started off strong as, like, this comic, and she was klutzy and all that. And I just feel like she's petered out.
I agree. I think there's not a lot of because there's no one for her on the boat to hook up with. There's no storyline there. There's no specific set of skills that she does that no one else does. And I think she doesn't really give super good confessionals.
That's
so
true. I agree with
I don't
that.
Know. She's also very young. So maybe that's it. I think she also just might not be that. I think she finds it maybe hard to be herself on camera, maybe.
Maybe. She comes off like you think she would be a woohoo girl, but she's not.
Yeah, I agree. I want to say, when Gary said... Yeah, I don't like conflict with anyone. I'm not good with confrontation. And I went, that is the most that's the truest thing that's ever been said on this show.
Very true.
Because his whole career is about avoiding confrontation as much as he possibly can.
Literally just one of the most avoided people we've seen. And that's saying
it's
something.
It's staggering sometimes. So y'all, what about this conversation that Gary is having with Colin? Because he's like, I don't want to talk about this. Because Dave is like, I want to talk about how you and he may not be friends anymore. And they don't want to have it because Gary just thinks, oh, Colin and I will be fine after like 3 days. And they probably would have.
I mean, they end up talking more lately just because Daisy makes them, which talk about awkward. What is crazy to me is that Gary, you see Gary do this in both episodes, but how he's a master at apologizing and then completely unapologizing and giving excuses for why he did everything why he did it, but it was valid for him to do that.
One breath later, most of the time.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's staggering as well.
Because he can't be the bad guy. Yeah.
Unapologize, like Carrie Underwood.
Is that really a Carrie Underwood song?
It is. I don't really like it because unapologize is a weird word to sing.
Yeah, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, I was. It's not one of my Carrie favorites.
Is that a single?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
only know the singles that were played on like pop radio.
Yeah. That's fine. It's country. Yeah. It's very country. We're going to take a break, but I want to tease people because we talked about Chase and Alex talking, but Well, when we come back, I want to find out for Poodle, what did you think of Alex's comment when he said,
Don't say it. We're going to save it for the break.
We'll be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
When I tell you, after I heard the phrase, group hug in the showers tonight,
first of all, it was like my brain had like, it was just been flooded with like a bad engine. Ooh. Or like a movie from Treasure Island Media.
Wow.
My brain had been flooded with endorphins because, and I kind of felt giddy because I imagined them taking a shower together and hugging in a brotherly way, in a convivial way. but then not doing anything, but their penises just slightly brushing Jesus. By one another, just like nuzzling each other like ponies. And then though, I went back to all the times Chase, who I'm sure played sports, and because that's what he talks about, they said that, and they would hug each other in the showers. And I had to take a moment. That was very vivid, I know. But what did you think? I went somewhere. I went somewhere with that phrase.
I kind of was already primed up for when Alex said that. Well, kind of pre-lubed for when Alex said, I'm around these guys with a bunch of small dick energy, mm-hmm. y'all, because you know what that means.
He's got a bigger dick than I thought.
Yeah, that we
it's
were wrong.
Really pretty. I told you that the penis is really pretty,
but it's got more girth than we thought.
Yeah. Oh, I can just see it now. Oh. It's got a beautiful head on it. Yeah. It's not fair that men who look like that also have nice penises.
Dick.
In nomine Deus cock. Wow.
Cum lorum.
Say cum lorum. Say cum, say cum lorum. Yeah. That was a moment. That was a moment.
So I already was like, so as soon as he said that, I actually just, my arms just popped out of their sockets and went, and I just went, oh, I gotta go pick those up.
What I think is interesting, there's no homophobia on this boat. There's just zero.
Fine with it, yeah.
Because it doesn't come from Colin or Gary. And so it doesn't come from the top. And
so hopefully it comes from the bottom.
Oh, yeah. It's true. Bottom does the work. What do you think about Alex telling Mads, it's never going to happen with us because Gary, we're taking, you know, you're kind of Gary's, with Gary, I'd be in a rock and a hard place.
Well, I think two things. First of all, I think her white dress that she wore looked so fucking gorgeous.
And oh, she looks so cute.
It was so cute. So I want to say that. Second,
she's starting to get on my nerves, actually.
Oh, I'm still not bothered because she should.
She's getting on my nerves.
Gary's being an asshole.
No, well, it's not even that. It's other things. It's getting on my nerves about how she feels about it.
Well, it's also, she's a little myth because, y'all, Alex is a genius. He ain't no saint because he knows with a girl like that, she has all the power. So what's a way for me to shift the power dynamic? It is to tell her, I would hook up with you, but you're already hooking up with my boss. No. So what can I do about it?
I was going to say, it is the most genius stroke. Yes. And it always keeps her kind of messed up too, which I think sucks.
And it makes her, y'all, because Mad's got a little bit of little poodle in her. And when little poodle can't get what little poodle wants, little poodle gets angry someone's, and is ravenous for it.
Someone's going to die tonight. That's what it means.
So you get what you want. Yeah. So mark my words. I don't know if we've seen it yet. I would be surprised if they hook up this season sometime. She's not going to care about Gary's feelings. She's going to want what she wants.
We've only got about two more charters, I believe. Because I think maybe they'll go to charter 10 this season. Sometimes they just go to 9. I don't know.
But yeah, so that's what I think about his conversation. My next teabag is, let's actually talk about Mads and Gary, because that was kind of one of my things, is basically I do kind of see what you say. She keeps saying, like, I'm just trying to have fun. I'm just trying to be cool about it.
Yeah, that's when I'm over.
So why does that get on your nerves?
I'm over it because I don't think it's actually genuine anymore. I think she appears in her talking heads much more confident than she really is on the boat. I feel like it gives me a little pick me energy in the talking heads. Like she's trying to talk herself up more than she actually is. And this is when I realized it, because there's a disjunction than what happens on the boat than who she is in her talking head. So that's where I'm kind of
at. That's a good point. I can see. I still like her, but I can see that.
That's where I'm at with her. Yeah, I want a little bit more. Can you bring this energy, a little more of this energy to your real life instead of being Gary's puppy most of the time, and then giving the strong things for your confessionals?
Yeah, because she keeps, and we see this more in the next episode, but she keeps letting him sneak back in.
Yeah, totally. Sometimes when she's not even drinking. Yeah,
well,
it's just
the body yearns for what it needs, what it yearns for. You've had yearnings, you know.
Yeah, but Gary, wow. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, what's your next teabag?
We already talked about Daisy calling Gary.
Yeah, we did. Oh man.
And what's interesting here?
Do you think Colin act appropriately?
Totally.
I think so.
I think Colin is so mixed up in his head right now. And
Amen to that.
I think what they are doing with Colin, because he's so chill most of the time, he's so like island life, good vibes, let's have fun, that they're giving him more stress than he's probably ever had on the boat. And because he gets a little snippy every single time. And Colin usually doesn't do that.
Well,
Colin normally
the engine shit too.
Colin normally stirs the pot and wants to see what everyone else's drama's like.
That's
and
true.
He's not comfortable really with it happening to him. And when Colin calls Gary a pussy, and you can tell, Colin's still really hurt by. Yeah. I think he's hurt more from Gary than he was from Daisy.
Yeah, 100%.
And I can tell, I don't know if Colin actually has feelings for Daisy. I think this is one of those romantic things when the pressure gets on. I think he can have feelings for anyone. I don't think it's true feelings, because he kind of keeps going back and forth, but to see if there are feelings there. I wonder if he has true feelings for her.
Daisy feels rebound because he just got out of that relationship.
Yes, and I feel like this is definitely not going to translate off charter or off charter season. It will not.
No.
And that's basically what happened, because they no longer follow each other on Instagram.
It's going to be like, I don't know what. I'm just saying that. I like her. She's an amazing chef. And again, we're finally getting some plot point, but Aisha and Chase are like.
Aisha
and Chase are. This is not just friend. Look.
I don't know
flirting very well, but I will say this is flirty.
No, it's flirty, but she controls it. She controls and she knows what she's doing. It's her flirting, but she sees this guy as a bag of meat who is also helpful to her when she needs that. And she needs this kind of thing. She has no interest in him at all sexually. Zero. He's a bag of meat. I've had bags of meat before. You just want to hug on them.
I well, you did get T-boned with two steaks. That's true.
Have you seen her boyfriend? Jesus.
That, y'all, her boyfriend's got a big dick.
Stunner. God damn it. That guy's hot.
Whips it out,
hot.
Slams it on the table.
And it makes the table like shake.
Yeah. And your vagina goes, oh boy. My asshole goes, hey.
Hi. No, I think it's completely innocent. Now, for him, he needs to, it makes him seem even more pathetic. He's like, these biceps are very cuddleable. And
they are.
I'm like, have some respect for yourself. You're hot enough. On another ship with a different crew, you would be fucking someone. It's just, there aren't enough. The girl who would fuck you is a little trashier than these girls who are here, sadly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And none of these girls are Southern enough for you. You need a girl who kind of knows how to act and be coy, and like, none of these girls really get you and your vibe. It's true.
You're right.
It is cute that somehow he's helpful to Aylesha. He's not as shitty as he was before. He's still a little shitty for me. But I think I'm shocked. Everyone has stayed through charter season. I don't think we're going to lose anybody.
I don't think we are either.
Luckily,
because Sheffy's had an easy season. She's had
I kind of agree with you.
If she had difficult people, she would be gone.
I think she's also, for Below Deck Sailing Yacht, she's extremely talented. Because the one they had the first two seasons worked, and they were all over the place. Because she had Adam on season two, and the woman...
Marcos was talented.
That's what I mean. Marcos was... Very, very good.
Oh, he was season three.
But they had lots of challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Speaking of Sheffy, that mosaic sushi was gorgeous.
It was really pretty.
It took my breath away.
Oh, boy.
And that woman cried when she saw France. I went, oh. She just burst into tears a little bit. That's the magic of shows like this.
Wow.
It overwhelms you.
It overwhelmed. Did you cry?
I'm emotional today.
Isaac, did you cry when you saw France?
No. You know what I did? I did cry the first time I saw... It was overwhelming. The first time... You know, I didn't cry when I saw France. The first time I was on the street in like the Place de la Concorde, and the Eiffel Tower was right over there, and you could see Sacré-Cœur in the distance, I kind of had this moment of like, oh my God, I'm in fucking Paris. And I didn't know if I'd ever get here. Because I had spent so much time.
Mama, I came from the field and I thought, God help, Mama.
And another moment of that I can remember is being on the Charles Bridge in Prague. And it was sunset and going. And it was this moment where I went, and the town looks so medieval because it's so old and it wasn't bombed. Some of it was bombed. But where I go, you wouldn't know if it was like 1520 or 2020. That's besides the cars and the clothing.
That's how I felt when I got fucked by a go-go dancer in the bathroom of Mickey's. Who ever thought I'd get there in West Hollywood?
I'm proud for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all I have about that first episode.
There's Matt Gary unapologizing to Mads as well. He does the exact same thing, but we've already talked about that behavior. But he does, in two episodes, he does it twice. I'm over Gary.
So I want to just clarify. The phrase... I want to give so-and-so some space is widely used in our culture.
Okay. All right. I'm liking
and
where this is going because it gets on
my
nerves.
I want to clarify what that means and maybe you're thinking
you're using it correctly, and maybe in, and it's because it's all about the intention. The intention, mm-hmm. when you say, I'm giving this, in this space, Mads some space, or giving Mads her space, is a benevolent gesture to someone else. It is a giving, you're giving someone a gracious gesture to have time with their feelings, for have time for them to process it. Giving some space to Gary means I'm going to ignore her because I don't want to talk to her.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because I'm afraid she's still mad at me. That's not what giving someone space is.
Giving
someone space is a gesture of you want to talk to that person, but you are putting your, you are lowering your need, the level of your needs to give them time to meet their needs. It's exactly the opposite of what he's doing here. So when someone says, if someone says to you, I was trying to give you some space, like DeAndre on Me, You, and My Ex did to Elodie.
I was going
to
say, I was just thinking I was going to talk about that.
Fuck, that was awful. So y'all, don't ever let anyone tell you, what, I was giving you some space. No, you were ignoring me, or you were ignoring me, or you were ghosting me and letting yourself, because you were worried that I was mad at you and you couldn't stand the discomfort of my anger. So you were ignoring me. Don't let anyone get away with that in your life.
So are you saying for you, when you tell me that you need space, you really don't mean that, and that I should just love you and be closer to you and spend more time with you?
No, listen to me when I say it. Yeah, when I'm saying if someone says to you, I was giving you some space.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Now,
yeah,
it's perfectly... Yeah,
yeah. It's a bit of a, I wish you the best.
It is. But when you say, I need some space, and someone doesn't want to give that to you, that's just as bad. But if you don't ask for space, and someone says, I was giving you space, don't let them convince you it's a nice gesture. That's just them being avoidant.
Yeah.
And couching it in a way that sounds like a nice gesture. Don't let them be convinced. Don't let them be the good guy here, because they're not. I was triggered by that.
No shit. That's okay. Y'all, we're on to episode 13, T-Bone with Steaks. So so you know where we are.
We've already said a lot of this stuff, though, when they're talking about
we said
curly fries and being fast food elite.
Don't you bring it up again. I want a steak and curly fries now. A steak and curly fries.
I don't eat steak that much, but when I eat it, I'm like, God, I fucking love steak.
Do you usually eat it on someone's stomach?
No. I've never
eaten
steak off someone's stomach. I haven't eaten food off of... Wait. I have to think. Yeah. I haven't eaten food off of people. Like Mads, I find it slightly unsanitary. I would never eat sushi off someone. I don't care if their skin was clean.
You've never put anything on your butthole for a man to eat out.
It's not something something I want to combine.
No whipped cream?
Nope, none of it.
No honey?
Nope, none of it.
Chocolate?
Nope.
Candle wax?
That wasn't eating, though.
I know. I just wanted to catch you and see if you had used candle wax.
No
I already
comment.
Know the answer. Yeah. Somebody has a vampire fetish, so we know
I
that
I
want to
say, make sure it's not hot right off of the flame. that's what I'll just tell you. Let it cool a little bit.
Well, you're supposed to, I've heard, hold the candle up and let it drop so it has time to cool before it hits your body. Do you just pour the candle like right over your skin?
Maybe. I didn't do anything. They did it.
You're going to burn your taint.
I went, ah! The mood was gone. Oh. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, I come out of a mood real fast when something doesn't suit me. When something is like,
we've noticed.
Yeah. We like when the guy noticed. Kept biting on my nipples and I just hit him in the side of the head with my fist.
Oh,
sometimes you need to do that. If they won't listen, y'all,
sometimes.
Kick that person off. No means no. No is a complete sentence, as someone said to me yesterday.
Well, I don't want to ask what happened. Was it your mother?
No, we were talking about something else. And they said, no is a complete sentence. You don't have to say no because or no, I just, no. No is a complete sentence. And oh, don't have to justify it. Sometimes you don't want things.
Sometimes you don't.
It's called a boundary, and a boundary is given with love. Or says, get the fuck away from me.
That's your love language.
And but you know what? Boundary gives yourself love. So that's the truth.
That's true. You said that like not Obama, boundary but Caesar Obama.
Boundary. That's your love for yourself. Yep. That's what I say.
Okay, so let's talk about kind of the main thing that
I just want to say, bring up one more thing. Oh, no. I could eat the sushi off Gary before I ate the wasabi off his nipples. That I found, and the wasabi wasn't like the wasabi, it was almost liquid. That like that can pick up residue.
I wouldn't want to really eat sushi off of anyone.
I agree. It was kind of repellent to me. Like the idea.
Yeah.
To me, sushi needs to be clean.
They do. Well, also, they do some demeaning stuff on these boats, but this just felt like a little much for me.
You know, I didn't think twice because Gary is, I agree with you, always, when especially with women to men. For some reason, Gary is so ready for it. And he'll do anything. And I don't think he finds anything shameful in it. But it still did feel a little bit weird. Did we mention the queer saying who was in this saying there's all or what do you want to eat? And he went, cock. Did you see that? Y'all,
that
this
was one of my key bags.
Showed out.
Whoop, whoop. We have a dick pig, America. We have a dick pig. Dick pig at sea.
This queen showed the fuck out, and I am proud for her. She got on there. She knew. She understood the assignment.
She was serving Silver Daddy, too. She was fit.
She was cute.
Yes.
I have a connection to that queen I'll tell you about. Someone I know knows that queen.
Wow. You fucked so many people. God damn. Wow.
Wow.
But I will say this. I say this about Gary, but I'm going to just say, Daisy's done with your team.
She is. I agree with you. I think she's done. She's just not happy. I think one of the problems with Daisy, Michelle and I were talking about this today, Michelle from Blighty Day, and we were just kind of just making conversation about Below Deck. The difference between the Kate Chastain school of stewing, of chief stewing, is you can tell them to go fuck themselves, but you can tell it to them in a nice way. And your whole dependence of your value in life doesn't depend on how these people feel about you. Daisy mm-hmm. takes things so close to her heart about and yeah. how she serves is how, and we've seen other stews do that. The only reason Daisy has survived in this business and other chief stews hasn't is there's a level to her work where she can separate it a little bit, but she still is a mess on the boat. And she's also yeah. a mess and she's good TV. It's the only reason she's survived. I'm surprised she made it 3 seasons.
And she's going to be so defensive about yeah. this. Like, but it was like at first, like
like the, even the hitting the head a little bit at first, but then when you they say the time frames of how long it was before, I mean, already they went, I feel like 13 minutes of service when basically Glenn had to go down. And I think 13 minutes of not checking in on your charter guest at a fancy yacht is a long time.
I think she's taken her eye off the ball. I think this Colin, Gary, mishmash, and her sister's coming.
Mishmash,
which is the worst thing that needs to happen. It's her sister coming to distract her even more. I can't imagine she's back. I can't imagine.
I think that's why she's, because you can tell she's fucking up and she really doesn't care.
Yeah, that's the worst part about it.
Yeah. She's done because, y'all, they don't have a steward. And then later on when he hits his head, it's like 15 minutes and she's like, well, it's really hard to hear the communicator and all. And I'm like, you're the chief fucking, like, your walkie should be on.
Yeah.
Just full stop. Again,
it's
funny. Jason at Gap Kids was very big. We did not have our walkie on and a walkie in our ear, so that way we could find out if somebody needed a size 12 in a boot fly jean, or button fly. Boot cut jean.
Boy, that took
a bit to get there.
I imagine that when the leadership, his head swelled when he moved up from Gap Kids. I imagine that was a different market.
Well, yeah, because he was a baby Gap. You're not going to get trade that comes in there.
Wow.
You know what? He gave me a $4 raise, though.
Wow. I've got to say, didn't want to make out with you, but he knew you were a good employee.
I made that money, and I spent those ones on those drag queens at the Rose Room.
I don't know if him being a manager and making out with all the gay employees was the best thing, was the best decision at that point.
He was a nice guy.
It looks like Jason showed more of a commitment and to professionalism than Daisy is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Was he extremely preppy, like so many Dallas gays are? Oh, yeah, yeah, boy. That's
the JR's queen.
Oh, I hated those queens. So preppy.
I guarantee you knew this guy or had, he's not your type to have sex with, but you knew him.
I probably did. I knew a lot of Jasons. Wow. God, JRs. That patio. My God. What the unspeakable things that happened to me on that patio.
Yeah. And some of them were speakable because the police were called.
the furtive grabbings and bunching of clothing.
All right. Okay. All right. By the way, y'all, I received my Dr. Pepper ice cream today. I haven't had it yet. I am going to do an unboxing video, but we just haven't had time.
Are you
going to
taste it on camera?
Yes. Don't email me anymore. I got your cookies and cream.
It's bad.
I will see. Then I probably won't air it.
I don't have anything else besides Glenn going, is just cut. And I don't think Daisy's going to respond well to this.
You know, we don't have a lot this episode because so much of this episode was them driving to or sailing to France and then parking in France and then getting out of France.
It was impressive.
And they were dragging. But this was a very nautical action heavy episode. It was good to watch.
Great to watch. Just not a lot to talk about it. That's all I've got.
I think that's all that. Wow, that is really all I got.
And y'all, we have programming next week, but the following week, we think Below Deck is probably not going to air. The week of July 4th.
We know it's not airing on July 4th.
But we are, any of our Night of Fiance is, of course, going to air because I think it airs on the 2nd, maybe.
We'll also have our Q&A.
Yeah, you'll hear our Q and Gay or our AUA.
We have so many questions. Yes, we have so many questions from our RG Plus members from last time that we didn't get to.
I'll probably do another submission thing too. Why not?
Oh, you will? Okay, yeah. So we can pull from that.
That'll be on our Patreon. We'll put that on our Patreon.
Because last time, y'all just wanted to know if my boyfriend and I were together, and you know that answer now.
I'm gonna ask a question. I need to hear a long, thorough description of how it all went down.
Well, you don't hear all of it. You do hear a little bit of it. Tears. You hear a little bit of it on Dates with Mates with Damona Hoffman.
Oh, wow.
So go for tea. There you go. Good segue.
Can we get some of her advertising money if we're pimping the show that way?
That's Below Dick, everybody. That's the episode. How do we end this shit show?
I knew you didn't know. It's called, and until next time, y'all, Anchors
Again.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.